Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
King Charles has initiated the formal process to remove the style, titles and honours of Prince Andrew as he moves out of Royal Lodge. And for more on this, I'm joined now by Vincent McAvinney, journalist in London. Good morning to you, Vincent. This is a huge move by the palace and by King Charles. Tell us a little bit about what this actually means and what's led to this point.
Yeah, I mean, terms are bandied about, but this really is unprecedented to have someone who is still the eighth in line to the throne lose all of their titles, all of their honours and graces and their home in one fell swoop. You have to go back about a century to find a stripping of titles to a lesser degree for royals who fought for the German side in World War One. No one, though, this high up in the royal pecking order has ever lost in such a way.
Okay. And the stripping of all of these things, this is a formal process because obviously he wasn't allowed to use the Duke of York or was agreeable to not using the Duke of York. That happened about 2 weeks ago. So this is a new and more formalised official process. What does it entail?
Yeah, I mean, this is his brother, King Charles, being pretty brutal, but doing so for the sake of the whole of the royal family, it seems, because what we were about to have was legislation travelling through Parliament, taking up a lot of time to go to that official extent of sort of removing these titles that he had. His, he was a baron, he was a duke, all of this stuff. And the royal family kept saying they didn't want parliamentary time taken up by this. And so that is why they had acted 2 weeks ago to sort of basically retire the titles. For some MPs, though, that wasn't good enough and they were going to start bringing in private legislation to try and get rid of this. So King Charles is saying, right, there is too much coming out. He himself was heckled earlier this week,
yeah. Which,
you know, you do get sort of anti-monarchy protests every now and again at their events, but you don't ever really see the monarch heckled. I can't think of a single instance where the Queen really was. I think he just thought that the public was moved on this. The reaction last night, I don't know if you saw the clip, they were recording Question Time, the sort of panel show that they do every week here in the UK. And Fiona Bruce actually stopped the recording and told the audience, we've just had this breaking news. The audience spontaneously burst into applause. You know, the public feeling, I think the palace hadn't quite clocked how strong it was against Prince Andrew.
So this is a popular move and a reflection of just how unpopular Andrew is. And he's now going to be known, I believe, as Andrew Mountbatten Windsor is.
Yeah, that's right. And a poll that came out in the past 48 hours showed that he had 90% disapproval from the British public. There's no royal who's ever polled as low as that. So he will now, we're told, as speedily as possible, be removed from Royal Lodge, which we describe as, you know, it's a lodge, but it is an absolutely huge 30-bedroom mansion in Windsor. The questions about how he's paid for this, we've got a little bit of information, but there are still a lot of question marks over that. We know he was paying a peppercorn rent when demanded, but he did sort of pay an initial amount for renovations. There's a question about whether, because the lease has been terminated, whether the $500,000 for termination of that lease will actually be paid to him now. But he is going to move alone to Sandringham, which is in Norfolk, the sort of eastern part of England where the royal family tend to spend Christmas. He will stay in a private residence there owned by the king. The king will pay for him. Sarah Ferguson, his ex-wife, who's lived with him since 2008. She apparently will now make her own way. They were both thought to be battling to try and get separate properties, smaller properties,
yeah, they were
on the Windsor
estate.
Yeah, they were
looking for Frog Cottage, which I believe is where Meghan Markle and Prince Harry lived at one point.
Yeah, that's right. So apparently Andrew was offered Frogmore Cottage, which underwent a sort of multi-million pound renovation a few years ago for Harry and Meghan before they left the UK. But then this extraordinary thing was that Sarah Ferguson, it was claimed, wanted Adelaide House, which is where William and Kate are moving out of. We know that this sort of negotiation has gone on for a bit of a week now. But the public reaction to the idea of having to put up someone who hasn't been a member of the royal family in 3 decades and has engaged in...
seem a little extraordinary, didn't it? Who is also embroiled in the Epstein's scandal as well.
Also embroiled, and also has, you know, spent 3 decades doing all sorts of commercial work. She was flogging her own juices on QVC, you know, writing children's books, all this kind of stuff. But she's always gone boom and bust. So I think the tolerance for her and the idea that the public in a time of housing crisis here should have to put her up, you know, there was no constituency for her.
Vincent, just lastly, the King's statement, which is fairly blunt and concise and basically talks about stripping him of his honours, it ends with, notwithstanding the fact that he continues to deny the allegations against him. That's in the King's statement. It's hardly a ringing endorsement of his innocence or any kind of a statement of support from the palace. His reputation is in tatters here, despite him, I suppose, refuting all allegations. It appears to have made no difference to anyone, his refutation.
Exactly. And the problem that he has is that the last time he spoke publicly in 2019, it now turns out that he just lied. He lied about breaking off contacts with Epstein. He showed no remorse for the relationship himself and no care for the girls who are victims in this. And I thought it was really telling in Virginia Giuffre's book published in the last week that she talks about the statement that he made when he sort of was forced to step down from public life after that interview, where he said he was going to dedicate himself to helping victims of sex trafficking and domestic violence. And at the time, you know, people thought, well, what organisations is he really going to work with that will have him? But Virginia Giuffre made the point that I'd like to know what exactly he has done on this. Has he done anything at all? And the King's statement last night, which was, you know, really quite well drafted, did point out the fact that, you know, with Camilla, particularly the Queen, being sort of making her special cause domestic violence, the fact that the victims are the centre of this, that they shouldn't be forgotten. And now there is a difficulty for Andrew, because we found out that in the past, when the initial photo came out of him and Virginia Giuffre, he passed to his protection officers, allegedly, her details, including social security number in the US, which is a closely guarded personal thing. And so where did he get that information from? And was that some kind of breach of the law in terms of data protection, in terms of abuse of public office, by him trying to get the police to do his dirty work?
Certainly sounds like an abuse of power, irrespective of the legality of it. Lastly, the Giuffre family have reacted to this.
Yes, that's right. They gave an interview last night, her brother, saying that it was an ordinary American girl who brought down a British prince simply by pursuing and exposing the truth about his conduct. So, you know, they lost her earlier this year to suicide, tragically. Her story has now come out in this book, which has been well-reviewed, well-received, and has shed light on what went on. There are a lot of names in that book, though, who have never come out. A former prime minister, numerous billionaires, and I think all eyes. And I think it will be a slightly difficult morning in Washington, because the clamour and demand for the Epstein files to be released is only going to grow louder now that it's taken down someone who at one point was, you know, the second in line to the British throne. If it can take down him, then, you know, there are a lot of people probably waking up quite worried that when those files hit, there will be more names and a greater pursuit.
Vincent McAvinny, London-based journalist, thank you very much for joining us.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.